It's time to continue our conversation from earlier this hour with Tom from Hillside in Munising. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, the next thing I wanted to ask you about is, the reports I'm getting from Marquette County, Berga County, even other counties on the Lake Superior watershed, including one in the Alger County area, which was the Laughing Whitefish. Steelhead fishing's actually been pretty good so far this year. I mean, up to the points where it's legal on these rivers. The one thing I will tell you is I got one report from the mouth of the Laughing Whitefish, and then the next river closest to you to the east is the Two-Hearted. That's it. I've got nothing in between. Have you heard anything from the steelhead fishermen?
No, not really, and I've tried to follow them online. You know, there's a couple of guys I watch. The guys that post pictures, there's quite a few that probably don't. But, I mean, it seems like they're having a good time with it. River-wise in Alger County, you know, I hate to say it, there's not a whole lot going on for us as far as the steelhead fishing goes.
Interesting. I don't know why I'm hearing about it everywhere else, but not around you. And
what are your options, really? You've got the Autrain River that dumps in. You've got Miners, Mosquito, if you can get out to it. You know, you can hit those areas in the eastern side of the park and probably do okay. But, you know, and I know that the guys that are steelhead fishing don't mind the work, but you're putting in work to get out to the mouth of the Mosquito or get out to Chapel.
No doubt. You're absolutely right. And I didn't think about that, too. It's the bodies of water or the rivers that you have to choose from are a lot different than they are elsewhere around the UP for steelhead fishing. So, yeah.
Well, it's a little prohibitive. You know, the park's got their obvious restrictions on motorized travel. So, you're talking a 7-mile round-trip walk to get into the Mosquito. And that's a pretty big buffer for just about anybody that wants to go out on a Saturday or Sunday and try their luck.
Do you happen to know when that opens up to the public and when you could start driving in there?
Well, that's as far as you can drive. You know, you can drive into the parking, the general parking spaces, but then you still have that 3-mile one-way hike into the lakeshore.
But I'm assuming they don't plow down to Miners Beach parking lot or any of that.
No. And it's, you know, you can bust. I know there's some two tracks getting busted back in there. I always hold off. I used to be the first truck to break into Paradise out by the Christmas and out to Miners, but then you end up with snowmobile studs in your tires. So I let the other guys do that first now.
Yes, I've done that before. It's been a while, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Snowmobile studs in your tires, no doubt. All right. Well, anything else going on that you want us to know about?
I think it's that we're over here in the Munising area. We know we've got a really busy, summer coming with the park anniversary. You know, it's their 50th year, and then the National Park Service is, I believe it's their 100th year. So we've got a lot of promotion. Here Michigan's pushing the Park Service. We've got a lot of just basic marketing and word of mouth. So I think Picture Rocks National Lakeshore this summer is going to be absolutely jamming.
Hmm. Interesting. And then you got your hotel that you're working on right now.
Yep. It's a funny but pretty basic story. Driving through town last summer, and I do have a soft spot for Munising, and I struggle to see buildings sitting vacant. So my partner and I pulled the trigger on an old assisted living facility, and we're doing our best to flip it into a boutique hotel by the time summer season hits us.
And how many rooms are we talking about?
We're going to do 19 rooms, and then we'll have a restaurant inside seating anywhere from 20 to 30 people. So, you know, it's got a great view of the bay. It's a great downtown location, very walkable to several attractions. So we're hoping it does well.
And obviously you're going to keep it open during snowmobile season?
Yep, we're going to budget everything so that we can be a 12-month open business, keep our staff employed, and, you know, keep things consistent.
Tom, I really appreciate your time today.
Yep, you bet, Adam.
We'll catch back up with you maybe in a week or so.
Sounds good, dude. Take care.
Tom from Hillside and Munising, and this is The Outdoor Show.